Welcome to the final episode in Writing a Sermon with myself, Graham Taylor. It's tempting to think that now we have a script, we are ready to preach, but a young preacher was once approached by a member of the congregation who said, "That sermon was read, it wasn't well read, and it wasn't worth reading in the first place." So this episode is all about not falling into that trap. So the goal is to take a well-written script, lay it out and deliver it so as to engage a congregation's attention. And that process starts with laying out our sermon in a way that can be easily referred to when we're preaching it. Now some people are quite happy to have the text across the whole page, but I personally find it easier to limit it to a column of a couple of inches or about 5 or 6 centimetres across, and with each sentence separated. This allows my eye to come down to the page at any time while speaking. Now we need to read the text through silently to ourselves, underline keywords and phrases. I like to use a red ink here. Now in pencil, I mark the ends of sentences, pauses, quotes, difficult words, and sometimes even write down in brackets the topic signposts so you know what you're going to be going on to next. Now you read the script out aloud, noting difficult words and phrases, where to emphasise, where to read directly, and where to speak slowly. Again, mark them up in pencil. You are now ready to enjoy delivering God's word. So in this movie, we've thought out how we're going to lay the sermon out, we've read it through, we've marked it up, we've practised out loud. We're now relaxed and ready to enjoy the experience. This is the end of our short course. You should now be ready to deliver a well-structured, thoroughly thought-through and inspiring sermon that will benefit your listeners and be worthy of preaching God's word. Every blessing in your preaching. Thanks for listening.